Welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the chill in everyone's spine, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Welcome to October, Justin.
So chilly.
Do I send chills up your spine?
All the time, my friend.
Like a Cylon.
Wait, what?
You don't remember in Battlestar Galactica? When the lady Cylons would be doing the Cylon business with the men, their spines would turn red. Now, this show's not that old.
Oh, I do now. I remember that.
Yeah, that was good. That's
doing
what
the lady business? Is that what you call it?
The chilling business that only Cylons can do. Which is also the name of my pet fish, so it's really weird.
Chilling business?
No, Cylon.
Oh.
Oh, chili business.
I like that your chili business guy is Count Chocula in my mind. Also with us here in studio, you know him as Juggling Jeremy. We know him as Jeremy Schutz. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us, Jeremy.
Hello, guys. Thank you.
He's juggling right now.
Stop it.
It's amazing.
Stop it.
So many things in the air
right now.
What can you juggle?
I can juggle clubs, beanbags, yo-yos.
How many at once?
Yo-yos.
Five.
You can juggle five yo-yos?
One. One yo-yo.
I should have brought my Chinese yo-yo that you taught me on all those years ago.
It would have been fun.
It's just at home. I'll be right back.
I thought that was called an El Diablo.
El Diablo.
Yeah, you can call it a Diablo.
Or Chinese yo-yo.
Yeah, or Chinese yo-yo.
I had this long conversation with my son because there's two types of Chinese yo-yos.
Oh, boy.
There's the juggling one that we know, which is the two plungers turned inside out with a stick on a string. And then there is the Chinese yo-yo that is a tightly rolled piece of paper around a stick. And as you throw the stick forward, the paper kind of siphons out and then comes back in. That's right, son.
I think I've seen that yo-yo before. I know what you're talking about.
They're common like gifts at parties and things for little kids.
Like it telescopes out, and then there's the trick you have to whip it back?
It does it on its own. Because
that's not a yo-yo.
You push it. You just kind of flip it forward, and then it jumps out, and then it automatically retracts because it goes back to its
normal. Not a yo-yo.
You tell the Chinese that.
I will. I'm going to get them on the horn.
And so I got into a place where I'm like, I don't think they're both Chinese yo-yos.
Get Chinese on the horn right now. Get them on Discord.
Chinese on the horn. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. Hello, sir. We have Chinese.
First off, lose the dial-up. All right?
I'd like to make a call.
I think I made my point. He heard me.
Jeremy, you've been a friend of ours for decades now.
Yes, decades.
And you've worked for Nickelodeon like us.
Yes, that is correct.
And you are... That's
pretty
for
much.
Nickelodeon. And you just wanted to come by and participate in tonight's show.
I'm a fan of this podcast and all three, four iterations back to the JK show.
How many iterations have we had? What are the four iterations?
The fourth one will be the next one that we do.
Oh,
really? I lost track.
There was the JK show.
I thought it was just two.
Second funniest podcast.
Nope, I got it. Guys, it's this iteration. It's the JKJ show.
Oh, full circle show.
Boy. Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah, because we've been doing the show for 10 years now as well.
Yeah.
It's magical, magical.
And it feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time.
let's just play that episode right now in its entirety for this episode. Roll tape.
You know, I don't know.
The JK show.
That would be a very big disappointment if
I'm
do
sure
not
we got
have
it somewhere.
The first episode somewhere. I've got to have it on a hard drive somewhere.
I'm sure you've got it somewhere.
Do we at this point in the game, do we want to release that as an additional episode?
Yeah, I think we got to.
If I can find it.
Yes.
Then we will release this today, and later on in the week, I will upload it. If you hear us do this show again, that means I could not find it. Podcasting is very hard.
So many circles within circles. I don't know. All right, so for this Millennium's episode, so many things to talk about. I have a very exciting Game of Stump coming up later. Remember, everybody did your homework, which was to watch The Toys That Made Us. Quiz show. Jeremy, have you seen The Toys That Made Us?
I worked too much last week. I was listening to last week's podcast on the way up here today. And
you're going to fail at this quiz show.
Yes, very much so.
Justin, have you seen all eight episodes?
No.
Okay.
I'm also going to fail.
You're going to fail. So hopefully there are people in the Discord queue. We have a video we wanted to discuss. And then I have a very interesting article from GameOfSutra.com. And I think I'd like to introduce a new segment to our show. So Jeremy, you're here for the inauguration of the new segment.
You're welcome.
Which is... something I've read on GameOfSutra.com. And every week I'll bring an article from the industry magazine, GameOfSutra.com, which is by developers for developers, as a way of helping us bridge the gap between fans and the people that make the games or make the fans. I don't know who's making fans. Maybe they're in China.
Get them on the horn.
Hey, China. Chinese.
Also, nobody could hear that in the chat because remember how I had to re-put in our password? Something got reset. So nobody heard. So what I told them was they were like, hey, are they recording? Because I'm not hearing anything. And so I just said to him, Juggling Jeremy is here. Pretty much that's all you need. Oh, wait, no. Actually, what I really wrote was pretty much all fans because I heard you say fans.
Fans, oh, good. I wondered what you were typing.
But they heard me say that. I don't know why I'm typing it to the chat room. Now they're listening.
Yeah, they can hear you. So we need a PA. Jeremy, what are you doing next week? Do you want to be our PA?
Yeah, I got time off. We're good.
Oh,
good.
Oh, good.
This is great, guys. This is going to be good.
This is my
JKJ show. It's going to be happening.
Show.
We're going to be able to send Jeremy out to do producer-like shenanigans.
Oh,
well.
That'll be good.
I'll be on location.
Send him to the pet store.
He's going to go to like a drive-thru and try to say, do you know what the Gamerland podcast is? Right? That kind of stuff.
These are all great bits.
Oh, man.
Did you just make those up?
I did right now. That's how we do it in Radio Land.
What are you playing these days?
I finished Spider-Man. I recently had somebody throw a gauntlet down and ask me if I haven't played Madden. I'm sorry.
Got it.
And I realized that I purchased the game and have played one preseason game in the game.
You're really behind.
I know.
Are you playing as the Rams now?
I am.
Uh-huh.
I am.
So you have to live up to their hype. I mean, they're undefeated at this point.
I'm always undefeated. Come on, man.
Fair enough.
What I do, I don't know if I've said it on the show, is when I play my first season of a new year of Madden in the franchise mode, the first season, if I start to lose miserably, I will reset and start
anew. It's
the
only time you reset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after that first season, then if I take a loss, I take my loss. You know what I mean?
You gotta
crack a few eggs to make an omelet.
You'll take a couple losses in that first season, practice season, but you won't have a losing season is what you're saying.
No, I will take zero losses.
Oh, you will go on and defeat it. Oh,
I do that to learn the game.
Oh,
and it's
sure.
My only like dealing with frustration.
How far have you gotten into it and needed to restart the season?
No, not the season. I'm sorry. No, because even while you're playing a game,
if
you're in the middle of a game and I throw an interception when I'm trying to make a comeback and it's 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter,
you'll restart.
Or it's like 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter and I'm down by 6 touchdowns.
That's what I used to do in our league, and it would take me hours to finish a game because I didn't understand football or know how to play the game.
Not important details. Not important at all.
Just so we're all clear, those are still truths for my life. Which is why I'm 2-5 in my fantasy football league.
So my point is that what have I played this week? I have played my desire to play Red Dead Redemption 2, which is coming out this coming Friday.
I was gonna say, that's not now.
I pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
It will be automatically downloaded. And then my sons were watching YouTube channels of gamers. And because it's of gamers, they play ads for gamers.
Right.
And so it said PS4 30 days early release. And I was like, wait, is that before when they said? Or does that mean that Xbox people don't get it until November 26? And how does that make sense that they get a game on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. And what was the answer?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Jeremy, you're our producer. Find that out for
get
us.
Get on the horn.
Call Chinese.
First call Ryan to call Chinese. And then that's how we get things
Those
fixed
are the answers.
Here.
All you got to do is Google.
The real question is, what are you doing with Spider-Man? Because it sounds like you're not using it anymore. Your children play Fortnite.
Unfortunately.
No, don't say it.
My children are still playing Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
I didn't sell it. No, I'd give it to you.
No, the other thing.
Oh.
It was a digital download.
Oh,
that's what
yes.
I'm afraid you're going to say.
So I heard about that because I saw an advertisement. my life. And so then I came home today. Jacob has been home sick the past 2 days. Uh-huh. And I came in from working out here, and then I go back in there, and he's watching some guy play Spider-Man, but it's like it was a part of the game I didn't know. I go, wait, when did he get a pizza? I don't remember this. And then Jacob goes, Dad, there's new parts.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I went, oh, I saw those on Instagram.
Oh, got it.
So when I was scrolling through Instagram, I would get a Spider-Man ad that would like say, whatever the name of the DLC is.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want to play that. And I'm horrible.
Really?
Yeah, this should be a different version. This should be the KJ show because Jeremy would have more input on playing video games than I would on this show.
You don't want to play the game or you just don't want to play
that
game?
I just don't have time.
You just don't have time.
I'm trying to I'm trying to figure it out. And that's, again, I'll repeat it here again. I am going to make it my goal over the next 10 years to get enough passive income to where all I do is play video games.
I did my part tonight. I invested $2 in the lottery and lost. So I'm already $2 ahead in the investment.
Dead weight, as I said.
And I also think the JK show would sound better even if it was Jeremy. So I don't think you have to worry about giving me second billing. I appreciate that, though.
Oh, okay.
It was good.
I just feel like I would give you a, I would give you a cease and desist if you did the JK show with somebody else.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
I would.
A lot of money I got to make.
You would keep all the episodes and make us pull them down, and yeah. Too soon.
Where is it,
Jeremy? What are you playing?
Check out Bill Glass on the Dad Podcast.
Because you can't. I haven't been playing much console games. I've been playing a lot of mobile games because I've been working a lot.
What's good on the mobile games these days?
I don't know if you could call it good, but what I've been playing is Disney Battle Heroes.
Tell us about that game, because that I see ads for that and they almost get me every time, and then I go, that's a mobile game. It's not as good as they make it out to be.
It's really, I mean, it's just like a tap and play,
right?
It's like nothing too, I don't know, like you don't need to think about it too much. But
is it built to just encourage you to log in every day and accidentally spend $2 once a month on upgrade?
But you could also log in every day. They give you enough diamonds and everything so that you can purchase more characters, more upgrades and everything. You don't need to spend any money.
Hmm.
I had a lot of iTunes gift cards, so I have spent probably $30 or $40 in-game.
You could have had music, something that was actually usable.
Music is free to everyone now.
Yeah. I got Spotify, so I don't
all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
You could have had a different app then.
It's true, yeah.
You could have bought Scrabble or Toodaloo. What did you buy?
Toodaloo that says goodbye to all your friends?
No, it's a task management app.
Really?
It's my favorite.
Oh, good.
It's on my bar on the bottom.
Real.
Well, it's $2 on the base level, maybe $5, but then you can get a subscription and you get a
diamonds can you get in Toodaloo?
It costs 5 diamonds a month to unlock the pearl status.
Oh, so. Look at you.
I made all that up. Pearls are more expensive than diamonds. No, I really like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, and it was one of those bonus characters that they make you really pay for. When it first came out, it was the equivalent of spending 300 real dollars in order to unlock Stitch. But I waited until they did like the lower tiered ones, so they're like, oh, if you purchase $20 of diamonds, then you can go ahead and get a bunch of Stitch tokens to unlock him.
So oh, okay.
So I was working on things like that.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
The closest I've ever gotten to being roped into any of those games was the Kingdom of Oz or Broken Kingdom of Oz game that came out maybe 2 years ago. And I've invested every weekend spending at least an hour on the Rainbow Road trying to unlock TikTok or something to play the game. And then something happened on my phone.
Kesha?
What's that?
TikTok Kesha?
No. TikTok from Wizard of Oz. Actually, it was...
I know the Kesha one, not the Wizard of Oz one.
How do you guys not know the Wizard of Oz? These are classic stories from your childhood.
Is that where she got the idea of brushing her teeth with Jack Daniels from the character of Wizard of Oz?
No. In, do you remember Return to Oz?
Is that joint thing she did with Zed?
Who are you talking about?
Don't stop.
No, Wizard of Oz. Wizard Frank L. Baum. No, Glinda the Good Witch.
Was he played by Pitbull? When she did the Timber song?
I feel like this is all from the King of Thorns or something.
Night Matt of Keith the Thorn.
Look at you. Well, good job.
Yeah. I listen every once in a while.
Anyway, something happened with my account.
To the show, not you.
And they deleted. They deleted my stuff. They deleted my character. So I have no faith in those mobile games because they're really meant to just suck you in.
Yeah, it seems like Keno for your phone. Like it's just
a great
video
way to
poker,
put it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like
now Fortnite. I wondered if you'd played Fortnite on your phone.
I downloaded it on my iPad. Haven't opened it up yet
because
I don't. I'm afraid I'm going to get sucked in.
You're not 14.
Just hearing.
Oh, you've never
too.
Played.
I've
Fortnite?
Not played it yet. No, I downloaded it. I'm like, oh, it's going to be good on my
like
iPad.
It.
I think I would.
No. Here's the thing. I don't know, but I feel like unless you've like got a little bit of a knack for it, I think it's hard to get sucked in
on the iPad. Really?
Fortnite. I just don't. Hmm. I don't see. Like, here's the thing. Both you and I have played the game, but we're like, eh.
I'm more like meh.
Oh, okay. You know what? I retract everything I just said.
I'm just saying. Wrong. I was yes-anding.
I know.
You're.
And so was I.
I mean to say that there's also a little disdain in there, like not.
Oh,
like,
I see. Okay.
Go away.
So it's like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, like,
nah,
I'm indifferent. Like, nah.
No, I'm better than you.
Nah. Nah.
Yeah.
Eh. Nah.
Nah.
I don't know which emoji it was in the movie, but I think it was
the main
voiced
one, I'm
by.
Pretty
yeah.
sure. Pretty no, sure.
He was right. He
was that Ed Helms or Jason Sudeikis?
Nah.
Both their faces look the same on that emoji thing. I don't.
That's the whole. They're the same guy.
That's
the whole point of the movie.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Meh.
Nailed it. However, I will still play Angry Birds. That is a solid, solid game. Angry Birds 2 on the iOS. It is gorgeous.
What is better, Angry Birds 2 or Angry Birds Transformers?
I haven't played Angry Birds Transformers.
Angry Birds 2 is far better than Angry Birds Transformers.
Oh, I'm not going to download it.
Angry
then.
Birds Transformers is it's hilarious. Because it's like what would happen if Michael Bay made Angry Birds? That's exactly
like explosions,
but
everywhere.
Entirely inspired by a cartoon from the 80s. Like the new Transformers movie doesn't do enough of an homage, other than the two main Transformers are voiced by the same person.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is like it's like a side scrolling where you could transform into whatever it is, but you're just shooting pigs. In the background, like you're in the foreground,
no,
and you're shooting.
That's a dumb game.
Yeah, it's not the same.
That's just two licenses like, that they slap together.
Exactly. Star Wars Angry Birds, at least
great game.
Right. Exactly.
Great game.
You're playing
Took
Angry
mechanics.
Birds with Star Wars licensing. Yeah. It's fun. I like it. But
Angry Birds 2 is all the things you love about Angry Birds, plus enough new little things that are make it interesting, chances to win. But it looks gorgeous on your phone as you play it. It brings you back to the days of arcade playing. On a simple iOS, that's what happens when you have a multi-million dollar franchise, even on your iPhone.
Also starring Jason Sudeikis, really nice.
Meh. Are we going to take a break?
Yeah, we can.
Let's do it!
Yeah, all right, more of this when we come back. Did I do it right?
I think so.
Nailed it.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
girl? Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna
if that's
hit
really
this
P. Diddy.
City
Let's
before
go.
I leave.
That can't really be him.
I don't know.
Like, this is all I did. What up, girl? Let's go.
1.2 million.
Featuring P. Diddy.
Toes, trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones.
Is that plural? Phones? Why do you need more than one?
You don't have more than one phone?
Yes.
You gotta have your BlackBerry, too.
Never let go. What year was this song?
That's a good question.
2012. 2011.
Really?
2010.
I was gonna say, it feels older than that.
What do we think? Do we say yes? This is, if, let me ask you genuinely. You are alone in the car riding. Nobody is around. Windows are up. This song comes up. Do you turn it up or skip?
Oh, turn it up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was going to turn it
right?
up.
This is fun. This
yeah,
is fun
it's a good
for
song.
Everyone.
Absolutely.
I like
Who
it.
Doesn't like this song?
I don't know.
It's in that zone right now where it's too old to be cool, but not old enough to be cool.
One can you imagine a time? How long would it take? It would take 2050. In the year 2050... In theory, this song could be playing on a classic rock formatted, not radio station, because that'll be dead, right?
I don't know.
A classic rock formatted podcast will be playing this song.
Yeah. But by then, like, there's a station that has this song on loop because there's an infinite bandwidth. You just pick any song you want. I mean, we pretty much had that now, thanks to Spotify. So,
what if that's what happens? The we keep aliens at bay just because the planet Earth just becomes white noise being broadcast over Wi-Fi.
Our neighbors are super loud. We should probably nuke that little blue speck of pale light.
What if Kesha gets the planet destroyed? Oh, that's good times. Oh, that's fun.
I always knew it would be her
that's
fault.
That's fun.
I remember that song. I think it was in Diary of a Wimpy Kid or one of those
was it?
Movies. Yeah.
That seems like an odd franchise choice. Like, hey, we just need a song.
Was singing it. I don't know.
Let's find a damaged hot blonde chick.
.com.
You're right.
Let's go to the disco. You ready for some stump?
I am ready for some stump. You know what I need to do, though, because I am very good at this.
What is this, amateur hour?
You have that button on.
Make sure I'm a. I don't know what that means.
You didn't even have to look. You just like boom.
No, I glanced right here.
Glance.
Story, compelling and rich.
But I need to make sure that I'm connected to the stump.
I have to go play.
Oh, there's only one person. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, good.
Oh, but I've just put him in a room and
forgot their name.
That's fun for me.
What is this, amateur hour?
I see.
What is this, amateur hour?
All right, so now he's there. Now we should be able to hear him. Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, it's Matt.
Matt! Yay, Matt!
We have three guests on this show, and he is one of them.
So, Matt, did anybody respond to my Discord moderation?
Yeah, I sent you. I DM'd you
did?
My list.
I have an open Discord.
Yeah, we were just talking to everyone. We actually, I think most of the people in the call right now did. I think we did.
That's excellent. So starting next week, I'm going to change the format of Stump. Uh-oh. You can look forward to this. I've decided since the only people that have been calling in are the same group of people,
uh-huh.
that we're going to elevate them to co-contributors on the show. So, Jeremy, this invitation would be extended to you as well. Like on Jeopardy, I'm going to know what their level of expertise is or their arenas of expertise, and we're going to stump them week to week. In their wheelhouse.
Kevin, you are very good at this.
You know that? Thank you very much. What's that cooking show where you have like three
Iron
chefs?
Chef.
Yeah, so we're going to Iron Chef, Iron Game. We're going to pull them off the shelf and we're going to take them down. So we'll get to know our moderators of the Discord as if they are contributors on the show. But today, Matt, you're just a humble contestant. Can you play that role?
Hell yeah.
Okay. A little too braggy. Dial it down, humble contestant. Did you watch The Toys That Made Us as well as your homework?
I didn't get to check out full episodes. I got to check out clips, though.
Oh, well, this will be interesting. Here we go. Justin, do you want to work with Jeremy on your team? Or Matt, do you want Jeremy on your team?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can't have Justin as a team member?
No, I'm too good.
I'm not good enough.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, Jeremy's not. Didn't watch any of it.
Well,
and I've seen
so you definitely want me.
I feel like it's either me and Jeremy or Justin and Jeremy. So
thank you
well
for explaining options.
Me,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So which is it?
I stepped on him.
I'll take Jeremy. It can't hurt to
all
him.
All right. Taking Jeremy. All right.
Good choice.
So Justin, since you're all alone, you can choose to go first or second.
Second.
All right. So guys, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you a question. Then there's a kicker question. If you get it right. Here's your first question. Which franchise of the 8 episodes of The Toys That Made Us dropped from $400 million in annual sales to $7 million in annual sales in 1 year?
What are you thinking, Matt?
I thought Justin was going first.
No, I said second.
He chose second.
Oh, hang up on this guy. Get him off my podcast.
Iron Gamers next week.
Hey. I'm thinking. Okay, I'm trying to think. I know LGN was a very big toy company, but then it did die down really fast, I think, because a lot of their gaming, they went to gaming a little bit and they tanked super hard. So I'm gonna go with LJN. Good. I think.
Okay, yeah. Jeremy,
that's better than my Atari guess.
Great.
I don't understand what you mean.
The answer is no. You're wrong. Justin for the steal.
I'm gonna go with Star Wars.
I'm sorry, no, also wrong. But at least
E-Man?
You guessed it. A character that was on the show. There are 8 episodes. None of them feature any of the thing that Jeremy or Matt said. Both of your answers were answers on the show, and the second one was correct. It is He-Man.
Yeah.
He-Man jumped.
I knew it was one of those two.
$400 million to $7 million. So, Justin, for the steal, what did the creators of He-Man attribute it to? They gave two things that they think caused their drop from $400 million to $7 million.
I think it was market saturation.
Opposite, but you know what? We're gonna. I'm gonna give you a point for that. I think that's accurate.
Like everybody had a He-Man toy.
That was half the problem. The problem was that they weren't releasing the He-Man toys anymore. They had only released all the ancillary characters. And so new fans of the show and of the property line couldn't find He-Man. So they felt so it was saturation, but not of the right one.
Oh,
that was one of their guesses. The other guess was She-Ra. They felt that She-Ra undermined the boys' power market, and they yelled at the girls for making She-Ra because the other side of Mattel made She-Ra.
Yeah, but when She-Ra was cool, women weren't making She-Ra.
No, they were.
Oh.
So that's what they explain in the show is that the women's side went, hey, we should do that too, and they made She-Ra, and they built the continuity together and everything, and they felt like that, and the women laughed at them. All right, so.
It wasn't She-Ra.
It was...
Chicks don't dig She-Ra.
Justin.
Yeah.
What franchise was licensed to inspire the Japanese-American super hit Transformers?
GoBots.
Ooh.
Was I close?
No.
Oh.
But good guess. I can see how you got there. GoBots was a competitor that beat them to market by 6 months, but it wasn't GoBots. Jeremy and Matt for the steal.
Can you redo the question?
Yeah, which franchise was licensed to inspire the Japanese-American super hit Transformers?
Is Voltron a thing? Do you have any idea about
Voltron,
that?
Or it could be, I don't know, yeah, you're right, I'm thinking of...
Oh, no!
Oh, no, what is that? It's not Voltron, it is the,
Oh, a Gundam?
Gundam, maybe it's Gundam?
Shut up!
Boys!
Good guesses, guys. Sorry, you're wrong. Again, there
Power
are
Rangers.
Not on the show.
Get off my show.
There are 8 episodes. This one, G.I. Joe.
What?
G.I. Joe.
Oh.
So Transform.
Hasbro.
The people that were in Japan, when G.I. Joe was making its way over to Japan, they were going to market it to the Japanese toy audience, which is super weird because it was about an American World War II soldier. So they thought, let's make it more fantastic, and they changed the body to a clear body and put robotic parts inside the mold of Ken or of the G.I. Joe. That over time evolved into a transforming robot, which then was licensed back to America. All of this is on the show. Oh, come on. Well done. And for the kicker, oh no, my phone won't unlock. All the answers to the show are on this phone.
We got to get you a tablet. Or a battery.
So on Transformers, who's Justin for the kicker, for the steal, what was the name? So one guy had to create all the names for all the Transformers in the original line in a weekend. He came up with a bunch of names. Do you remember the one name that he tossed out because it was accidentally dirty?
Oh, I thought that was He-Man that they did that
for,
because they had Seaman. Eventually became Merman.
Yeah. That was one. But this
did
one
I ruin one of your questions
on
accident? This is the last one. Which one was it? This is an internet show, right?
That's what I asked. It's a PG-13 question.
I know, but I want everybody to know that my mouth is bleeding from biting my tongue so hard because I just want to say a super offensive word as a guest. And I hope that's enough to at least make you laugh a little.
The blood trickling down the corner of your mouth is very entertaining.
Right? Yes. Worth it. Yeah, yeah. And it's not just some pill I bought at a Halloween shop. The what was it? Butthole.
Oh, very good guess. High beams.
Nice.
High beams. Oh, yeah. Wanted to name him High Beams. He didn't know. He was like, here's a name, High Beams. They're like, sorry, buddy. Not going to name it.
Autobots, roll out.
I also had Auto Rim and... All right, Justin.
Rim job.
Yeah.
That should have been my guess.
That would have been a good guess.
That should have been my guess. Good thing this isn't a show where I could go back and edit it. Shut up, Matt.
Okay.
Justin. Which franchise had a CEO that committed 15 counts of white-collared crime? Which franchise toy line had a CEO that committed 15 counts of white-collar crime?
G.I. Joe.
Sorry, no.
Oh,
no. Team Jerthu.
You guys are a power couple now.
Matt, too late to Matt stream the shows. Catch up.
Jeremy, what are your thoughts? I'm thinking right now.
I'm trying to think what franchise would have been on one of these 8 episodes.
Yeah. I watched a lot. I think I was.
I mean, we did mention Power Rangers, so Bandai is the only.
No, Power Rangers is yeah. not on this show.
Okay.
Power
mentioned
Rangers
Briffy.
Is not a toy that made anybody. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I just want you to be sorry that you exist.
It's true. All right, there. You're at least on the right track. There were only 8 episodes, so it's one of these 8
episodes. What? Oh, yeah. I keep getting hung up on the fact that whatever this cartoon show was only had 8 episodes.
No.
I know. Should have streamed these on the way down on the drive.
You were so close.
I'm trying to think something outside the box.
3, 2, 1. The box
Barbie.
Is closed. All right. Good. Thank you for guessing one. No, I'm sorry. It was Star Trek.
Really?
Star Trek. And which was my most captive. I'm a huge Star Trek fan, of course, and I didn't understand how there were 7 powerhouse toy lines, and then Star Trek, which has 0.0 iconic toys in the entire history of toy making. And then I watched this episode, and it is the most fascinating history of failed attempts to make toys. And it is amazing. Like all the other franchises, He-Man, for example, exists because it was a toy.
Right.
Here's Star Trek. It exists despite the fact that it has toys. Like, the toys bag it down and almost kill it. And Star Trek keeps going forward strong decade after decade. It's a really good view. I recommend it. I'm not even going to ask you the kicker question, which was, what was his name, Justin?
Who? The guy's name?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Marty Abrams. So close.
Oh, Marty Abrams?
That guy. All right.
Can you get me over on Matt's computer?
Just edit it together.
Marty Abrams?
Justin.
Yeah.
Which toy line was inspired by art dolls?
Oh, boy.
Art dolls?
Mm-hmm.
What's an art? I don't even
like
know what an
like
art.
Like a posable art doll.
A posable art doll.
You know, those little like mannequins that you sketch.
Yeah.
They have like a round, they're wooden, and you can move them into all these different positions.
I would say G.I. Joe, but...
That's correct!
Yeah!
People are getting points. Justin, for the kicker point, who is the most popular G.I. Joe of all time?
Ooh! Who would be the most...
Oh, Matt knows this one.
Did he just condescendingly say, oh, come on?
Yeah.
No!
Oh, don't backpedal, bitch. Now you're going to answer. Go ahead. Step up to the plate. Quit spitting your chaw in the box and get in there and swing away, slugger.
G.I. Joe!
I'd be very surprised if it wasn't Snake Eyes.
Ooh. Yeah, I think you're right. Although I would probably go, I can't remember his name.
Matt just
Zoltar.
Wanted to be on your team the whole time. He's like,
you gotta know, should I crap on him?
Zoltar.
Was it, he's the guy that had like the, he could change faces and all that stuff, right? Because he was, but I feel like he was a special order guy. So I'm going to go the most popular one. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it have to be the original, though? Or are we talking, would it only be this line?
No, that's all in the history of G.I. Joe, the most popular
toy. Yeah, so then it's got to be Joe, right? The original
guy. Sorry, you should have listened to your inner Matt. Snake Eyes. The thing that was fascinating about it is they explained they had 12 heroes in the initial line. Or, sorry, 8 heroes in the initial line. 4 good guys, 4 bad guys. But they got to notice that the costs were too expensive to make all of them really decorative and interesting with armor and stuff. So they're like, instead of watering them all down, we'll just water one down. And we'll just take one guy and spray paint him back black. And we'll just eat that. And that became the most popular character named Snake Eyes.
Of course it does.
Because he's just a little black ninja that doesn't eat anything.
More importantly, is the game over?
No.
Okay.
So many. Why? The score is 2-0. Let's give these guys
a chance. In favor of me?
Wait. In favor of you.
Oh, my gosh. That is disgusting.
Guys, I mean, we're not going to
no,
do well.
Shut up, man.
We have lightning round questions. Which toy line was decided by an executive decision of making the toys, quote, the space between his finger and thumb? So he held up his finger and thumb and said, we're going to make him this tall.
Oh, I know the answer to this.
Me too, I think.
Well, it's your turn,
dumbass.
Is it our turn?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. You know what, Justin? I've been friends for a while.
I don't do that now.
He's gone. We lost him.
Jeremy, holding it together.
Anyway, Jeremy, I would think it's Polly Pocket.
I like the sound of that.
Oh, you
go, Polly Pocket. Final answer, guys. No,
that
you're wrong. How can you get that wrong, Justin?
Wars.
For the steal,
it's
yes, Star Wars.
That's right.
Kicker question, Wars. Justin. What was that size?
Mm-hmm. It was 3.5 inches?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 3 3/4.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
So it matters because they couldn't. They wanted to make everything consistent. They wanted the toys to be able to fit inside of an AT-AT or an X-Wing. But the toys at the time, G.I. Joe, was 12 inches tall. And they're like, we can't make a 12-inch tall Darth Vader at the Death Star, and the AT-AT would be the size of your house. So the executive went, we'll make them this tall. Right, 3 3/4. Justin,
yeah.
Which franchise had their CEO still involved to this day? Out of all 8 episodes, there was only one of the toy lines that the CEO was involved from the beginning to current day.
The CEO, it's the same guy, so he has to still be alive. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of being involved.
Are you looking at the episodes on Netflix?
No, I'm trying to find a, I'm trying to find a drop that when you said 3.5 and I said three and a half and you said 3 3/4, I have a drop of from Get Smart where he says missed it by that much, and I didn't have it ready because something happened on my computer. That's the story. Good story, Justin.
G.I. Joe.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
So...
your answer?
Transformers.
I'm sorry, no.
Why are you laughing at that? Do you know the answer, you son of a bitch?
It's obviously Star Wars.
No! For the steal, that was your steal. The answer was Hello Kitty. Hello
what?
Kitty.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yep, the Hello Kitty guy was still involved to this day. What is the name of the Hello Kitty's frog acquaintance?
Karopi.
Nailed it!
Yes. Oh, one thing
nailed it, baby. One big point. All right, we're into the lightning round. Jeremy and Matthew, what toy line brought down Barbie in the year 2000-ish? Three.
Is Tamagotchi one of the things?
Are you discussing it with Matt or telling
Matt, me? I don't know anything about this. Didn't get to stream anything.
I'm so in Polly Pocket. I don't know why. That's the only thing I can think of.
I'm sorry. No, that's wrong. There was never once a mention of Polly Pocket in this show. Justin, to secure your victory.
He's so bad.
What toy line brought Lego back to life in the late 1990s?
What toy line?
What brand of Lego brought righted the ship? What brand of Lego righted the ship? That's a pretty good guess, but...
it's got to be a license, then Batman.
I'm sorry, no, it's not a license. Bionicle! They were nearly dead, and then they invented Bionicle, and that brought them back to life, among many other things. Guys, you had one job. Watch 8 episodes of a show. None of you could do that. Here's the deal. It's a great show, and it's everything I just told you were the most tip of the iceberg stuff that I remembered to write down questions. It is chock full of fascinating things. I recommend you watch it. Justin, you win our game of the Toys That Made Us pop-up quiz.
Yeah. He's good. Oh, that's not the right button. What is this, amateur hour?
Justin,
does that mean Matt gets to ask a question?
No, you get to ask Matt a question.
Oh, okay. Matt, what do I want to ask you?
I think you want to ask me what I don't like about the new Madden.
That's wrong. You lose. Right. But thanks for coming on the show. Maybe again next time.
See you next time, Iron Gamer.
Thanks, mates.
He's working on a catchphrase already.
That's good stuff. That's very strong. Thanks, mates. No accent.
Nothing.
Thanks, mates. Oh, what is it? Can I say cheers? What can
cheers?
Can we just say that's just blatant, like just boring nothing? Thanks, mates.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
Bully. Bob's your uncle.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, Bob's your uncle.
Well, Bob's your uncle. All right, so we're going to take a break. Come a little back with a little Tales from Tyrael.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Oh, Kevin, I got to be honest. I know we're in the middle of the show, but I'm running out of steam, man. I'm running on empty, Jeremy. You might have to tap me out, come in here, and pilot the ship.
Well, before we swap the J's out, I do have the perfect snack for you to get that gamer gumption back into your bloodstream.
Wait, you think that a snack is this associated with our new sponsor on the show?
You know, it is indeed.
Really?
Yeah, because I've noticed that when I'm hungry, I need something that I can grab and go, right? Something
yeah,
dip in there
yes,
and go.
You got to be able to grab it,
yeah.
Put it in your mouth, and then grab a controller.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So what you need is a mixed bag of popcorn that has both caramel and cheddar in it. So that when you reach into the bag, you get both caramel and cheddar simultaneously. It's available at Costco. It's quite delicious. It makes an excellent gamer food because when you reach into the bag, your fingers totally don't get covered in cheddar or sticky caramel.
Where does it go?
To your mouth. That's why it makes an excellent gamer food, because it's a grab-and-go thing that you should try right now. I should have brought some.
So get your mixed bag of popcorn.
It's available at Costco.
By
it's
going to GamerlandPodcast.com.
/Costco.
/not a thing.
No, it's a thing. You get a gallon-sized bag of the stuff, and it's called the mix. It has cheddar popcorn and caramel popcorn in the same bag together.
Sounds savory sweet.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And now it is time for Tales from Dead.
Halloween edition.
That is amazing in person.
Right? Isn't it enjoyable? It's a fun ride. It's a fun,
guys,
fun
just
ride.
Transforms.
I taste cheddar popcorn. Or maybe it's blood.
It could be both.
Guys, so many things have been happening now that it's Halloween in Tyria.
Oh, Mad King Thorn, y'all.
So good. So
when we recorded this last,
yeah.
Mad King Thorn was just about to make his appearance.
That's right,
correct?
That night. That's night. And so
did you go home and immediately introduce yourself to
absolutely.
Him?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Because every other hour here on the Pacific Coast, every odd hour, Mad King makes an appearance in Lion's Arch for a game of Mad King Says. Not Musical Simon Says, as Jeremy and Justin know, but Mad King Says, in which if you can peep properly in 10 minutes and get enough charms, you get three pieces to a Mad King key, which when assembled opens up the Mad King chest, and inside there is at least one blob of ectoplasm and other gifts that you might find interesting.
Ectoplasm?
That's not like that's a high-end or rare ascended trading material and crafting material.
Oh, really?
But the exciting part that happens is that the Mad King Labyrinth is open. My wife just bought the game. She's been playing the free version. Last night she purchased the actual game. But her goal during these past month has been to earn enough inside the labyrinth to unlock a Halloween pail, which gives her 20 slots in her inventory, which is very useful in MMORPGs. Jimmy, you're nodding because you play Guild Wars occasionally, right?
Here it comes.
No, I just remember you talking about this on the last episode. I listened to it about 6 hours ago.
Oh, so. That's right. It's all the. But didn't you play it? Aren't you in our guild?
No.
No, so, okay.
I mean, I feel like I'm closer to joining your guild than Justin, but.
I don't know why you brought me into this.
Go get the game, guys. No. What are you doing right now? It's free to play. How hard is that? Jimmy plays it.
I know, but Jimmy plays everything.
That's fair.
Jimmy played Cup Hat. What
was it? The again? Classic game of Cup Hat.
No, what was it? The hard game, the Cup. The
Cup yeah, Cuphead.
Cuphead. Yeah.
So Cat
Cuphead
for the past
missed
week
it by that much.
Has been logging in for a minimum of 7 hours and playing through Mad King's Labyrinth on an endless loop in order to acquire enough candy corn shards. 3,000 candy corn shards equals one new Halloween pail that she can have in her inventory for a maximum of 20 slots.
And how much time do you think before she gets this?
She's over halfway there now. So she actually thinks she
and
might
she
get it
now
tonight.
Until Halloween?
She is until November 6th.
Oh, she's fine.
She's going to get it. She thinks she's going to get two, which I think is crazy talk.
Oh.
But I think it's possible.
Is she eating candy corn while doing it?
No, but she does have delicious cheddar popcorn.
Oh, boy.
With caramel mixed.
Sounds savory and sweet.
Is part of her joke of suggesting that, how unpractical it is?
No, she thought it was a really good idea.
Oh, okay.
But then I was like, but your hands are sticky and covered in cheddar. I mean, it's a great sponsor and everybody should buy it.
If we had a web series attached to this, right?
Which we should.
This is the show, right? And then we have little sketches, right? Mm-hmm. Then we were to go act that out. What would happen is you would say, yeah, but you get a sticky, and she would look at you and go, how do you figure? And then the Curb Your Enthusiasm music would play.
Oh, that's good. We should put that together. That's good times.
So she's going to get a pail. What are you, what is your objective then?
Because
you already have
question.
A pail, I imagine.
I could use
or
another one.
Slots.
A 20 slot bag is very expensive in the game. But I have mostly 15 and 18 slot characters. The 20, there are other things that I'm looking at to get with it. Depending on how many candy corn shards I get at the end, I might buy something different. There are multiple skins, all of which I own, because apparently this is the one festival I do on this game, is play this one. So I may just get a pail, but there might be a miniature that I might pick out.
Is the only way to get this pail to play Simon Says?
No, you do it in the labyrinth. So as you run through the labyrinth, you go around and trick-or-treat on haunted doors, and doors come mobs of monsters. And you beat those monsters up, and then you run through the maze and kill more stuff. And now this year, you can actually race around the maze while people are fighting. So as you're racing, there are fights happening around you,
also
and things
fun.
Will attack you. Yeah, it's pretty great. Very Halloween-y.
That's, how much fun is playing Simon Says with a gigantic jack-o'-lantern
steampunker? You delight at it the first time. By the third time, you've had enough.
Really?
I mean, it's fun, but you get it. He says... your Mad King says, beckon, and you type beckon into the thing, and then you beckon, and he rewards you, and then you get it wrong. So now, cower! You cowered when you shouldn't have.
Does it kill you, or you just...
You lose, you don't get a point, and you almost die. You come like this close to dying.
Mm.
Go all the way down. In the original Guild Wars, you would die.
And this is the only thing the Mad King Thorn does, is play Simon Says, or is he just kind of hovering there?
No, that's his big thing. Is he comes around. He also tells terrible, bad, wicked jokes.
So is he, like, because I'm looking at, I did a Google image
search. He's cool.
Search.
I have his skin, so he's one of the two skins I've ever purchased.
So I'm looking at him, like, coming out of the ground. He looks ginormous.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
You know, and so is he
You will have nightmares.
Is he just always hanging out there, or is it just
appears.
The top of the hour, every or the
he appears
odd hour,
every other hour.
He
yeah.
shows up.
And then I think on the even hours, he wanders around and kind of dictates things through the area.
As a gigantic person?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's easily twice the size of any player.
Oh,
it's
okay.
foreboding. It's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
And he's a cool character to have. I like owning his skin. He looks like a really awesome version of Jack Skellington.
Yes.
With a pumpkin head.
Yes.
And kind of an undead spine.
I agree with all of this.
He's fun. He's a good guy.
How come some of them have a shield with like a moon on
good
it?
Good question. So that you can buy the skin, but then if you want the shield, you have to make that in the game. And that was, I made it last year. So I actually have the moon shield, which he's infamous for owning, and the flaming sword, which you can only get from playing the first Guild Wars. So I have the complete set of Mad King paraphernalia. That moon shield is pretty sweet. I use it year-round.
It's also a fun thing that is worth a Google.
Just go home and Google.
Is the Mad King Thorn sitting on the Iron Throne is what it looks like. For
yeah,
Game
so now you can buy, in the game, you can buy chairs.
Never mind.
You had that same reaction last week. You can buy a chair and sit in it.
Never mind.
While you wait for events.
Nope.
So you too can have a chair.
Like a pup tent, like you just put out a folding chair and just...
And you sit there. It's very large. It's very noticeable when someone has a chair. But they cost like $10.
And all you would have that for is to make a statement of like, look, my
chair.
Character is waiting.
And that's the thing. Like, I'll buy a skin very, very rarely. But at least I get that in that it's a cool costume. You get to use it. You get to explore the world. The chair, you know what you do in it?
Sit.
You sit.
That's
you
it.
You don't. You'd wait. You just sit and wait for people to notice that you have
a
chair.
I think we just doubled the chair's use. You could sit or you could wait, right? Can you take damage when you're sitting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you pulled out the chair in the middle of a battle, you would die.
What if you were waiting?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Sitting and
we call
waiting.
It AFK.
What's that mean?
Away from keyboard.
Oh, it sounded dirty at first.
Yeah, I know, right? That's why I wanted to bring it up. Suggest.
Did you also pre-order Red Dead Redemption 2?
I did not. I did not do that.
Why not?
I'm like you, have limited amount of time. I just purchased Strange Brigade, so I feel like my new game budget is used up. I'm probably not going to make it, but I want to try to make it till Christmas.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. Because if, well, Christmas, I guess, makes sense. I wouldn't have finished it by then, but I did not buy the disc. I changed my plans of norm. My behavior is a better way to put that.
I'll still get the game.
And I got the digital download because I didn't. This is so stupid.
How stupid?
It's so stupid. You're going to look at this and go, I wish I had a chair to enjoy this in.
I'm waiting.
It's that I was sitting there going, I don't have time to play this game, mm-hmm. right, or to play games.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how am I going to have time to go buy it?
Wow, that is hard. So you did that. You just downloaded it.
I just said, I'm going to buy it on my phone to be automatically downloaded.
But
to my PlayStation.
To be fair to stupid you, buying those games digitally is really awesome.
Yes.
Because they not only, it's like your phone. You don't have to put your cartridge in and out every time you want to change it. I just called it a cartridge. You don't have to switch out your disc.
Wait, what's it really called?
A disc. It's not a cartridge. It hasn't been a cartridge in 30 years.
Yeah, but we're allowed.
Okay, thanks.
This is like my grandpa saying colored. We could say cartridge.
No, not funny?
Yeah, we're set our ways.
I thought that was funny.
Shut up, millennial. It's fine. It's fine.
He's a minority.
Give
Is it
me
funny
this.
To minorities?
I enjoyed it.
It was an unresponsive. All right.
Oh, we have fun.
I want to discuss the video, and I also want to give you the update from Game of Sutra. So I'm just going to give you the overview of this. Do you have a new intro for me for
no.
this new segment?
Was I supposed to?
Yeah, I want a new segment called Something I Read on GameofSutra.com.
Oh,
right.
Do
you have an intro?
No,
just to play some music.
Right,
and three,
See,
two,
on,
yeah,
go.
something good, something nice.
What's a good one right here?
That's good.
Kevin doing Game Sutra, reading his internet homepage for you and me to enjoy.
Make that a drop. Nailed it. You know what I'm really impressed is that you knew that was my internet homepage.
Do you not think I listened to you on this show?
I haven't, when was the last time I mentioned that was my internet homepage?
Like, you mentioned it one time.
One time. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not like I bring it up every week, like how Guild Wars 2 is free to play, but that doesn't seem to stick. But the fact that
that game is free? Guild Wars 2, this just in, is free. I don't know if this is on your Gama Sutra page.
It is now.
Which is, which by the way, Gama Sutra.
Very different say.
It's something that you could do with your popcorn sticky hands and, while gaming.
And waiting on your chair. Full circle. All right. I found this very interesting. This article is called The Four Atoms of Cooperative Video Games. The four atom, meaning like the four.
Like the apple, bomb.
No, but that what? Interesting. Do you got two more?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I got two. There's the
shell.
Atom,
yeah.
There's the bomb, ant.
Mm-hmm. You're wrong. All right. So they're the four.
Me.
There it is.
Adam me.
They're the four types. Adam you. Adam me. They're four markers of a cooperative game. So the article is suggesting that when you're building a cooperative game.
Like a Destiny or a Strange Brigade.
Yeah. Then
I got you.
There is a mechanism.
Hold on. I got to take this.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to take that.
All right. Interesting. I didn't know that our podcast could receive text
No, Chinese
messages.
Just got back to us.
Oh, welcome, Chinese.
Ryan. And turn off my sounds.
So there are four types that when you're designing a game, you want to identify which of these mechanisms are we using in order to make it a cooperative play. So the first one is called the gate, and their example for that is Splinter Cell. The idea is very simple, that when you just need both people to be doing something in order to move forward in the game. So in Strange Brigade, they use gape cooperative moments where at the end of every arena, we all have to destroy that blue crystal before it moves on. That's gate cooperative play. The next one is comfort. And they give the example of Left 4 Dead. It says, in this type of game, even though the players are one team, one super player can theoretically do all the jobs. So the comfort version means that, Super Mario Brothers, Wii U, that game that came out, I play that game by myself. It is impossible to do, but it is technically doable. Guild Wars 2 has elements of that where, like, you can do it by yourself, but it's really hard. It is more comfortable if we all do it together. It just makes it less challenging. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the second type of cooperative play. The next is the class. So in this one, everybody has a different role to do, right?
That would be Strange Brigade. Strange Brigade is the other one. I'm sorry.
More like the first game I thought of was Pandemic, the board game. Have you ever played that?
No. What about Gauntlet?
Yes. Are more.
Yeah, you're right.
Rock Band?
Yes. No, yeah. That's exactly it. Nailed it.
That is very good. Wow.
That's good. Their example was Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. Have you ever played this game? It's really great. Our buddy Christian has it for VR. You can put on a VR. One person wears a VR headset, so their class is Bomb Diffuser. And they have the controllers, and only they can see the world. Everybody else in the room has instructions on how to defuse the bomb. So you played this with us, right?
No, no, I played the one where we're all piloting a ship.
Oh, yeah, that was really fun, too. So as you're looking at the bomb, you say, well, there's a green switch, and then you have to leaf through the instruction manual and find the thing about, okay, you have to do this and this and this in order to defuse it. So that's the class mechanism. And the last one of their four atoms is Portal 2 was their example for the job. It says most of the time we mistake class for job because of their specialization. But he says, I mean, if a paladin has so much HP and so much armor, you'd think he's a tank, right? Yes, indeed. However, it's not because the paladin is the class foot. It just so happens to be his specialization. So, the unique abilities of each of the persons or like what they're specified to be. So here he breaks it all down so you can understand it. Designing for the gate. So if there's one job, everybody has to get a car out of a garage, right? Here's the scenarios. In the designing for the gate, the garage door only opens if two players lift the door, and once it's done, both players have to push the car together. That's the gate mechanism. The designing for comfort, the garage door can be opened by one player, and the car can be pushed by only one player, but it's easier to do with two. Designing for the class, the garage door can only be opened by a locksmith, and the car can be driven by the pilot. But then the job one, the garage door will close if a player doesn't keep it open, and any player can push the car.
That's a lot to take in.
Is it a lot?
The last one was.
Let me see if I can explain it better. The specialization, it's the longest one for sure.
Yeah.
it became like a class. I feel like I'm teaching.
Yeah, it
based
did.
On...
But I was trying to figure out. I think I got lost in trying to figure out a reference point, and then I missed a few words that you said, and then I was off the rails.
Then you're like
assigning like a task to each person?
Yes. Yeah. So communication is essential. I'm just going to read this for players in this type. Players must be able to change their plans, maybe because they have better skills in a specific challenge, time platforms, by example, or if they saw a puzzle they know how to solve. So we as individuals have our specializations, like what you're good at, what I'm good at, what Jeremy's good
at.
How
does that work in a game, though?
So remember when we played Portal 2, the characters were identical. Neither one of them had a different gun. They both had a portal
so
gun.
So it made the difference in the people.
But you would be like, I know how to make that kind of jump, and I would say, oh, I've done that kind of puzzle before. I'll do this sort of thing. So we specialized in our different abilities.
Well done.
It's a good article. Good article.
And then now we need to talk about this horrible person.
Do we have time?
I mean, we're at 20 minutes. I mean, I don't know if...
Jeremy, explain it.
Some not-so-nice lady ended up deleting somebody's saved... I don't know what game it was, but his
NBA
entire...
NBA 2K.
Yeah, his entire, I guess, just everything about his profile.
Here's what I know. This is what is fun for me in this situation. I had no knowledge of this video. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it, sent it to me, and then I saw it. And then Jeremy comes in knowing it like it's a part of the lexicon. Like, it's, we all, right? It's 2+2 and this chick who played a prank on her boyfriend.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What he did, though, and I'm assuming that NBA 2K, whatever, right, is the same as Madden in that He created a basketball player.
Yes.
And then did all of this effort to get it up to a 92 overall. 95. 95, my apologies. Yeah. And so, which is, it takes a lot of work. So he just basically made LeBron James digitally from scratch.
That's right.
And then she deleted it.
And so with in the world of those sports-based games with the RPG element in it, will that character eventually retire? Like, would he eventually get to a place where those numbers would drop? Or once he's a 95, he's always a 95?
No, I would imagine, I mean, if it's Madden, I can't speak for the NBA games, but I would imagine if it's Madden that you would keep playing, and then once you hit a certain age, like all the other players, your attributes would just start to fall. Like the first one,
which is not normal
speed.
In an RPG. Like my role play, like Guild Wars, I bring her up to the max. I'm never going to lose any points. There's no game mechanism that's going to make her need to retire.
And I've never done, I mean, I did it when they first brought out the mode. They call it Superstar mode.
Yeah.
And I did play that mode, but I immediately lost interest because when you're playing in that mode, and they probably have tweaked it to make it better, is that you, like if you're a running back, you are only the running back. Like that is it. And then there
That's
was a mode where they did a
class-based cooperative gameplay.
And then they did a thing where you would they would generate your attributes randomly, and that's how it would decide. Because they figure, I guess, they didn't want you just to pick being a quarterback, because why would you get to do that when you're playing your own game? Mm. But so what you had to do was you had to randomly cycle through your parents. So you would hit a button, and they would go, and it would say, like, your mom was a swimmer and your dad was an accountant, right? And then it would say, so therefore you play this position. Like, it would have their height and weight.
Ooh,
like,
designed that.
It was some kind. It was like a weird digital sperm bank. And so you just kept.
That's where they got the idea. Somebody did in vitro, and they're like, you know what? This is a game.
Yeah.
But we build Madden games. I know.
Bro,
wait for it. This is how we're going
to
take it to
the next level. So
basically
what you do is you'd hit the button until it cycled through to where you could be the position that you wanted to be,
which is exactly what happens in heaven before we're all born.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's in Revelation, people. So
I chose to be a failed podcaster?
Or a not yet successful failed podcaster.
Oh, good point. Wait,
so, but we're getting off the track. The point was that his girlfriend snuck in as a prank to video herself deleting this character, and then reaction to it. And she claims that she thought that he could just restore it, which I don't know why that'd be a prank then to begin with, right?
Yeah.
If you thought if I deleted something you knew back up, you'd be like, ah, damn it. Now I got to back that up. That's not much of a reaction.
Yeah. I don't think she thought he could restore it. I think maybe she thought that, oh, he plays for a week and he just builds it back up again. It's not that hard.
Oh, maybe that's what she thought. Get that back.
Because, you know, chicks are dumb.
Oh, I've heard
that's
that.
Weird. Our demographics just shifted. It's also weird that I could see that live.
Lady gamers be gone.
No, it's just Carmen.
Carmen's the only one.
She's the only one that knows what I'm kidding.
But what is really nice, what is really nice about what I saw from people's response was there was a tiny fraction of people who said, why are you even playing video games in the first place? It doesn't matter. Most people's response was, that's effed up. Like, I feel like we're, as a culture, finally a place where people can be like, I don't care about games that much, and I don't care about that game, but I respect the fact that that was your stuff, and somebody shouldn't have gone in there to delete it.
Well, and I think in a sports game, it appeals to not only the nerd people, right? But it also appeals to the jocks. Like, I mean, there are NFL players who play Madden in their spare time. Like,
because who wouldn't play themselves in a video game? That's so cool.
I don't know Ben Roethlisberger is playing as himself.
I'm sure he is. Absolutely is.
If he's smart, he's the Rams.
A third of the college football games' sales are from the actual players.
If Tom Brady won't eat a strawberry, then he's not playing Madden.
I don't get that reference.
Although Carl Edwards did use a video game to practice on a track he'd never raced before.
Oh, that's cool.
On Pocono, and he actually won the race.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
because it's a simulator.
It wasn't a simulator, like he wasn't in an. But he used a video game to kind of learn the track and how to drive on it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that was a fun
story. That doesn't surprise me.
There's supposedly some kind of story that said somebody offered Tom Brady a strawberry fairly recently. And he said, no, I'm training.
Yeah.
And then
I remember
it
that.
It came up again in the Thursday Night Football promo where they're like, they go, Oh, are you going to be watching the games? And he goes, you think I'm going to be watching the game? He's the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT. The guy won't even eat a strawberry. And he shows a strawberry falling in a trash can. That's how serious he is. So
when you're the GOAT, you're the GOAT.
Yeah. So I think, yes, I think that even that's why it's not only do I agree with your point of I think video games are such a part of the culture that everybody would understand and get that, which also highlights what she didn't get. Like yeah. she I didn't see her that I can remember, but she I think she suffers from what is it called? Hot chickomia. It's where you are pretty and you just don't think that anything in the world has to impact you.
It's a really sad video, the whole one, because he comes in, I think it was his birthday or recently, and he's got a bag and she's like, what did you buy? And he's like, here's some things that I bought. And he's like, my birthday present to me. It's all kind of sweet. And they're having this moment. And then he boots up his computer and you can see him like, what's going on? And then he gets mad, and then he kind of keeps it together, and then he cries.
Oh.
And then he actually cries.
I just remember him saying, like, I could kill you right now.
Yeah.
It would be okay.
He had 1 minute of that, and then he backed off. But, you know, he didn't do it.
Not we know of. I mean, technically, I think you're not allowed to put a YouTube video up of somebody dying, so.
No, I'm pretty sure that violates the end user agreement.
Probably. I mean, nobody reads it. They just accept it.
I'm subject to so many end users agreements. Technically, my genetics belong to someone else.
You could be a great football player, or your kid could. is that, did we do it? Did we it?
We did it all.
Oh,
Jeremy,
gosh.
Thanks for being here.
Yay!
Look at him go.
Jeremy, do you have anything you want to plug before the end of the show? Anything we should know about your current projects?
I'm going to take engagement photos tomorrow.
Yes!
Go.
So you're working on getting married?
Yeah.
Is step one finding the lady?
I think I could find her on this premises.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're saying she's within a few feet of us right now?
Quite possibly.
Possibly.
Yes.
You cannot confirm nor deny this at this moment, though.
No, I've been in a closed room the whole time. I don't know where.
You're going to be a great husband.
Here's the important question. Do you know her name?
Yes.
Okay, then we're good. That'll help lock it down.
Everything's going to be fine, guys. Don't worry. Everything is going to be fine.
Oh, he's going to break it. Oh, he's going to murder it.
Oh,
like an ex-girlfriend that would delete your files.
Think he's still with her?
Oh, no. It says ex-girlfriend, and they were not exes in that video.
Yeah.
So the video says my ex-girlfriend did that. I think he dumped her like a karopi. Like a strawberry in a trash.
Oh, that doesn't work either. Oh, this one does. No, it doesn't. I turned it down.
The best day ever. Best day ever. Before Justin breaks things, thanks for listening to the second funniest podcast.
Don't forget to go to GamerlandPodcast.com/mixedpopcorn/ that's not a thing. Support the show.
That's the sound of my water going everywhere.
We need the money because Kevin just spit all over a microphone.
So $200.
Water and microphones do not mix, kids. Remember that. Oh, that doesn't work either.
What's wrong with your box?
I have got today. Today this is happening. I have to plug it in so I can get this stupid theme song off my computer so I can play drops while I'm closing out the show.
Yes.
I care a lot about this, probably more than I should. By the way, your fiance is next door and very concerned with the level of my voice.
She's probably hearing you right now.
Oh,
she's,
boy.
She's chatting with
us
right now.
If she can, I really should have tried harder on the soundproofing. Don't forget, Kevin, you can watch he and I Twitch on Friday, unless I have to work, which I don't think I have to this Friday. We play Strange Brigade, around noon Pacific.
That sounds good.
Or just turn on alerts if you follow him on Twitch. Are you still doing the Tuesday night gaming?
No.
No.
Because I'm here.
No?
Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. I think you run that lap every week.
What is this, amateur hour?
This has been fun.
So,
Jeremy, you bring out the best in Justin.
Dude, really nailed it. Really on my top game. Do you have like an Instagram that you want people to follow you on or something?
With that whole Facebook thing, I did lose my Instagram account. Somebody took over, deleted a few thousand pictures, and I started back. I have 4 posts now.
You know what I'm thinking after what we were just talking about? What if this is your fiance playing a joke on you in social media and she actually fished your Facebook account?
Would you break off the engagement if what Justin just said was true?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm missing out on a few interesting pictures, I guess, but nothing, nothing great. Music ends. I think that was
that
the end of it.
That could have been timed better. I'm so happy about that.
So now you're not,
mad. You great pictures. That was good. Good job.
Now, you guys are friends again. Yeah, oh, so sweet.
All right. All of the social media handles are in the description of this episode. If you want to listen live, go to MixLR.com/Gamerland, and we record Tuesday night at Pacific, right?
Yeah, before right when I'm twitching. Yeah. Same time, so same bad channel.
bit.ly/GamerlandDiscord if you want to join in with other listeners, chat, and be on the show for Stump. We could do all of that. That's a thing and happening, and I think I did it.
You did it.
On behalf of Jeremy, Juggling Jeremy Schutz. I put quotes in there. See what I did? Oh. And thekevinmiller.com. This is Just Worship saying, okay, bye.